Steve here. None of the scenarios on this show are based on actual events. Believe it or not, they're completely made up. Enjoy!
I'm Griffin.
I'm Steve, and Bones too.
And this is Killed to Death,
the improvised true crime podcast.
The podcast Albert Einstein tragically passed away before he ever got the chance to enjoy.
Nice. I had that. Is that going to stick for the final 10?
Yeah, I think I want something to show for the 500 episodes we've done, and I think finally finding like a catchphrase that's apt feels good. That feels like a good legacy to leave behind.
That's good. That's good. That's what people will talk about when they talk about this show.
It's like they finally had a catchphrase. So yeah, I think that's it.
And I have one too. I'll keep mine for after the break. I'll keep saying that, and we'll be consistent. Yeah. That's nice. Two catchphrases.
Steve, before we get to what you want to get to, can I do a bit of housekeeping?
Yes.
I have a correction from last week's episode.
We never get this. The corrections corner.
We were... Last episode, we
were... Sorry, did you want to do a theme?
Yeah, I'm going to play that theme again, just a bit louder.
For the corrections.
Okay, here we go. Dun, dun,
dun, corrections corner. Sorry.
Sorry. Yeah, so the theme, the jingle does have an apology right
now.
No, I
think that's like linked to the sentiment of you apologizing for something from last week.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, sorry.
That's the catchphrase of the corrections corner.
That's right. Da, da,
da, corrections corner. I'm sorry.
It's a little different, but
I've got a few different alts here the sound guy sent me.
They're all good, is the thing. You can use any of them.
Yeah, I do have the long version. Do you want to hear the long version?
Yes, I do.
Okay, here we go.
Dun, 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 dun. Corrections corner. Whoops.
Similar, but a little longer.
Similar, but no apology. That's what makes it longer.
No, some of the notes were held for a little longer. I think it was about 3 or 4 seconds
long. It was
long.
Slowed down a little.
That's nice. They gave you options.
But here's my correction: that we were joking around actually a little bit last episode, and we said that
that's not like us.
We joked that Kenny Chesney had released a cover of Pink Floyd's "The Wall," and what I should have said was that it was called "The Y'all."
That's your correction.
But
instead, a joke that you didn't say.
But instead, I said nothing. So that's just me correcting my silence.
Dun, dun, dun. Corrections corner. Sorry.
And now I do feel like we've taken care of business.
And I want to just get sentimental for a second.
Oh yeah.
And
let me hit it.
Does sentimental.
He said he's still working on this one.
Yeah, I can hardly hear the end of that. It sounded like your first half. It sounded like he was apologizing again.
Sentimental. I'm about to get emotional.
Okay, it's time for the sentimental corner.
Sorry,
but I am going to get sentimental. It's not from something from last week. It's from something from 10 years. I think it'd be nice in these final eps to either take some peeks behind the curtain or just relive some moments. One of which is not one moment, but every time we've bought Fireball for our guests. It was a long time odd running choice of ours that we maintained for many, many years. Fireball never sponsored us, but I do think this is our last opportunity to just make it known that we would be interested. This is our final pitch to Fireball.
Sure.
We've done
by
we've
the time
done a
this episode comes out, we'll have Fireball. We'll be recording probably like 3 or 4 more episodes. If you want to hop in for the last,
now's the time.
Last little stretch here,
and I mean, truly. If we wanted to calculate it, hundreds of dollars spent on tiny little fireballs.
Yeah.
So
absolutely. And I have tried before.
I know. Yeah. But I'm saying we have one final time to put this all out there on the line to get one great last sponsor. And
okay.
They've been with us since the beginning. And our pitch is simple. The show's spicy like Fireball.
Yeah. And a little sweet like Fireball.
And it's little like Fireball. The episodes aren't too long.
Yeah.
Little like the fireball that we bought for guests.
And the episodes can be big, like some other fireballs.
Yes, it's true. And also a little devilish, like kind of the logo of it.
So, sorry, just so I'm clear, we'll be discussing for the next little bit is how the show is like Fireball.
No, that's fine.
Oh, okay.
I don't have it in a clean little
just
of
discussing
whatever.
Fireball as a whole.
I just thought one it was the... nice to be sentimental and sentimental.
Oh, sentimental. I'm getting emotional.
What?
I'm getting emotional.
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 I'm getting emotional.
Emotional.
I'm getting emotional. And I'm just thinking of all the times we've handed a small bottle to people over the years. And these are the kind of marketing plays that I think Fireball would be interested in. Maybe it's a montage of us passing fireballs. Maybe it's a bunch of them falling through the sky like raining. You want the last post to play?
Fireball.
Oh, yes. A slowed down
version.
I shouldn't hit that. I'm sorry. Accidentally, my finger slipped on the button. But so Fireball, if you're interested, please get in touch. We want you now more than ever.
Yeah. And Steve, speaking of doing our episodes, would you like to do one of our episodes?
Yeah, for sure.
You start the timer.
You're in the timer, okay.
Timer's so emotional.
Timer's not too emotional.
The timer's so emotional, taking down time.
Let me just make sure the lights are still on while you do this.
Time passing by. Fireball so emotional.
The victim, Marjorie, found dead at knitting club. Today's guest, Ethel, who discovered Marjorie's body. Ethel, hello.
Well, hello.
Hi, how are you doing?
Well, I'll just have to say I love Fireball.
Oh, do you?
It's like a cinnamon heart treat.
Oh, yeah, we forgot to mention that it's cinnamon hearts as well.
I put it in my coffee in the morning when I'm feeling a little devilish, so I understand.
You use it like a Bailey's.
Oh, yeah. No follow-up.
That would be a nice drink. It's probably a good spike for apple cider.
Oh, absolutely. But not for kids.
No, definitely not. And that goes for all alcohols.
My little Jimmy, I mean, he says, Granny, can I have a sip? And I whack him away because...
Oh, you shouldn't.
I'll have a good... I have a strong backhand. Whoop, whoop, whoop. I say, back away.
And it's a double whammy, too, because he shouldn't be having coffee either.
These kids are crazy these days.
He wants coffee. He wants spiked coffee.
He says, Granny, I need the caffeine to go on my Tic Tacs.
Okay.
So whoop!
And that's when he gets a whoop.
He gets a big old whoop. But I love, I'm just a silly little granny.
How many grandkids do you have?
Well, 15.
Wow.
Oh, yes.
Full house.
Oh, it's a fun one. I had 7 kids, and they each had, let's do the math, 2, and then one had 3. One had 3, and the rest had 2.
So split quite evenly.
Oh, yes. Family's important to everyone.
Who's your favorite?
Oh, I couldn't say Rebecca. She's the sexiest.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's how you rank them.
Hottest to most uggo. Yes.
And what are you looking for in a grandkid?
Well, I'm looking for someone that's got good posture and someone that keeps their eyes open. Because a lot of those...
That is hot when someone's keeping their eyes open.
Eye contact
is
important. And these kids, they're slouching.
They're slouching with their eyes closed. Like they might be asleep.
That's a good point.
Good posture. I want them vertical, not horizontal.
Yeah, exactly. You know, they never worked a day of their life on a farm or nothing, so...
No, what did you do? Oh, or do you do? I shouldn't assume you're retired.
Well, I work at the library. Mm-hmm. For, I volunteer, should I say. Mm-hmm. I love looking at the books on the shelves.
That's what you volunteer to do?
I look at them. I look at them real good. You know.
But you keep them on the shelves.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I can't read. You ever heard of Dewey? Dewey
from the decimal system.
Dewey Decimal? Yeah, he was one of my lovers back in the day. So
were you a librarian your whole life?
Yes,
always
yes.
Always been in the Dewey sphere.
I've been in the Dewey. Yeah, well, my husband, Mr. Dewey Decimal.
Oh, you married him?
I did marry him. I should have led with that. So I called my husband my lover because
it
was
one of your lovers.
It was, well, you know, before my marriage. I could tell you stories, but Mr. Decimal, he was the one that stuck.
And what is it about him?
Oh, just the way he, you know, knows about books and such.
He can read to you.
He can read to me because I can't read, as I had said previously. So he would read to me. And the way he knows how to organize things, our house is quite kept.
Is it numbered, your house?
Oh, yes. Now, I wish I knew exactly how the Dewey decimal system worked. Right now,
you had enough time to figure it out at this point.
I know, it's so silly of me.
You had someone to ask.
I think it's like letter, letter, number, zero, letter, something like that.
Letter, letter, number, zero, letter.
Yeah, it's quite straightforward. So.
General number and then zero specifically.
There must be a zero or it's not in the library.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And did you take his name? Because I think Ethel Decimal is a wonderful name.
Thank you. Yes, I've kept my maiden name in the middle, which was, Frederickson. So
it's Frederickson.
Decimal. Yes.
Decimal.
Yes. It's French. Like bechamel.
Yes.
I love that sauce. Put it on everything. Frank's Red Hot can suck my dick. I'm here for bechamel.
Well, they're not a sponsor, so you can say whatever you want.
Yes. Get out of here. That granny, her and I had a beef one time.
Really?
Yeah, you know
the
granny
from the Frank's ads.
Yes,
back in the day.
Yes, she was my best friend.
Whoa!
Until
the where the ads came between you?
It came between us, but she was at my knitting club when this whole damn situation went down.
Mm. Now, what is knitting club? You just get together and silently knit together, or are you chatting? Are you?
Yes, it's a fun.
You each knit the same sweater and then come to review it.
So just one long big chunk that you're like connected between all of you.
We've been working on one scarf for 40 years.
Wow, it's a big scarf.
No, and we do other things, you know. It's more of a gab sesh. Mm-hmm. You know, at my age, it's important to make sure that people are connected and such. So, yes, there's that bitch in the Frank's ads.
She's still in it.
Oh, yeah.
What's her name?
Frankie.
Maybe that's why she was cast.
Yeah. Perhaps.
Seems like a lot of casting notices are, do you just have the same first name as our product?
Yeah.
Shoot.
Ish.
I didn't connect that until right now.
Is there anything with Griffin?
Family Guy.
Yeah, you get cast as Peter Griffin.
I can't wait. That guy's kind of crazy.
You can't wait for Griffin to get cast as Peter Griffin.
Yeah, that guy's kind of crazy.
Listen, if Fireball's listening, I'm sure the creators of fucking Family Guy are listening.
That's true. That's a one-to-one.
Yeah, it's
you're
very
reaching one.
You know, it makes sense to me.
Seth, if you're listening, cast Griffin.
Please. It would make my little old heart beat just a little bit quicker.
There's got to be a Steven Brand.
Steven Brand.
Hmm.
Is there?
There's Russell Brand.
He's cool.
Yeah.
He's a wild child.
Yeah, that
wait,
is.
Wait, no, wait. He's done some bad stuff,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, wild yeah. child is putting it mildly.
Yes. Well,
putting
you know,
wildly.
Tic Tacs, I don't use them. I don't need them either.
Oh, your Jimmy's on those.
Yes. Yes, he is. I get all my news from my Jimmy.
You ask him what's been going on.
He said that, he's just saying crazy stuff like, you know, the ocean is full of mermaids and, you know, that's what was exciting for me.
Oh, misinformation these days.
I know. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
That was the back in the day. That was misinformation for pirates and, you know, traders.
Yeah.
There's mermaids in the sea. That's like,
it's more of a warning, too, because those siren songs kill them, apparently.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so.
And they spread, too, the same way. They went viral.
Yeah, they did. I saw one of a real-life video of a mermaid. He showed me smoking a cigarette on the side of a ship. I said, ooh, doggy, wouldn't I like to be one of those fancy fish?
That might have been AI. You might have been fooled by an AI video.
What's AI?
Well, you can generate a lot of things with computer nowadays. Mm-hmm. So that's what they've been doing. They've been making mermaids smoke on sides of ships.
Damn.
I don't know. But that's okay. You could dream.
There's a lady in my knitting group that we call AI. It's Abigail Indignato. I can't say it.
Indignato?
His name is Indignato.
She's Italian.
Oh. How many of you are there?
Well, it's about six of us, so of course we've got, I regret saying six now, but there's...
We didn't ask, you don't have to listen if you don't want to.
Well, I'm
You're
going
halfway
to,
there.
Okay. I'm going
there's
to.
There's you.
There's me, Ethel, of course. Yeah. There's Marjorie, our sweet dear departed, one of my closest gal pals. We got Frankie, the bitch. We've got Abigail, as called AI. She's a little glitchy, but she's cool. And then
yeah, in like 5 years, Abigail's gonna be cool.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, she's a she's a specific kettle of fish.
Oh.
And then we've got who's the last two? Oh, we've got Roberta, of course, and then we've got sweet Samantha. And they're all my girls. You know, we've been best friends. Well, you know, one of those people, you keep your enemy, your friends close, but your enemies closer.
Mm-hmm.
It's sort of like that. We've been friends for decades. But I hate her. But I love her.
How often do you guys meet?
I would say once a week. Yeah, once a week we gather and we're knitting. And
same place, or you rotate between houses?
Oh, no. We always go to Marjorie's house, and that's the whole situation. You know, she's got an estate, you know.
Wow, so yeah. She was rich.
She's a wealthy lady. She married me, Dewey Decimel. She married Mr. Appel.
Mr. Who?
Apple.
Oh!
Of the Apple fortune.
Of the Apple fortune, yes.
Oh, so she lost her husband a few years ago.
Yes. She's a widow, but damn.
Wow, I literally thought of actual apples.
No, now that guy's wealthy.
That's what I'm saying.
That's old
Those
money.
Those things have been around forever.
Those fuckers have been around forever.
And they're not going anywhere.
Can you clear this up? Which
is
apple?
It real apples or is this
So
like
here's a funny
Tim
story,
Cook?
Right? So you have the apple. The red, the granny, etc. That family expanded. That family has gone everywhere. And then the one of the next generation of said Apple created Apple, as we know it, the computers and such.
Oh, so Steve Jobs was part of the Apple family.
Oh, yes, it's a whole thing. It's a whole thing.
Oh, so one and the same. This is computer and fruit
money. It's a little bit of like a generational wealth. And then, of course, they had the upper hand. And then they created this massive franchise, et cetera. And she's living very well.
That is a nice place to get
was.
Well, what? Oh, yes.
Are you guys going to pull one of those frauds where you pretend she's alive so you can keep using her house?
That's actually a great
question.
One of
these Weekend at Bernie's frauds?
No, the thing is, we're close with the housekeeper, so she'll just let us in if we want to go. She's got a wonderful pool. And I love my water aerobics.
Well, I mean, not to be...
You go do Zumba in her private pool?
It's amazing! You know, I'm not, the Dewey Decimal System is, you know, we're not raking in the dough, so.
Yeah, there's no royalties on that.
Yeah, no.
That's
it's
nothing.
Just, it's just a legacy, you know?
It's a pretty, you know, iconic.
It is
name.
Iconic, but it's sleepy, you know? It's a little sleepy. It's a little, some people say, oh, irrelevant. And to that I say, no.
I'm sad, defeated, no.
Can't really fight it.
No, I know, it's terrible.
You look down at your feet and you shuffle around.
No. No. I am still relevant.
You weren't even involved in making the system.
I know, but I'm a part of the legacy. What am I leaving my grandchildren? God.
And speaking of leaving, I mean, not to be indelicate, but was curious if you knew... If your friend had left anything to any members of the knitting group part of this, was this set up?
That's an interesting question. You know, we did have, look at me. I mean, boys, I know I've still got my curves, but I'm 92. Not a whole lot of us have a lot of time left. And so we talk about our wills all the time. And. We've got, you know, I mean, Miss Appel over here, Marjorie, she's got lawyers on speed dial. She wants to alternate her estate, et cetera. Just flip of a button, essentially.
Just flip a button.
You just flip a button and all of a sudden your fortunes are going to XYZ.
Interesting.
So,
and which way did the button flip? Did you know? Do you know?
Well, it's coming out in the papers. I'm sure you've read. It's all going to her youngest son.
Youngest. I get. Are the older ones upset?
Oh, it's quite a scandal. Now, I have not. We've been friends for years, but I haven't gone so deep into the apple. You know, they're quite clicky, and it's hard to penetrate that group. But I've been to a couple of Thanksgivings, and it's tense.
Do we know why? Where this?
I think it's just money. Money makes people go crazy. Yeah, really, I
mean, be grateful you're just a legacy. Yeah.
I don't know. In one
this.
Way, it's like, okay, I've got my this and my that.
You have 15 grandchildren, for goodness sakes. You're going to pit them against each other?
Exactly.
Well, you do by hotness. But.
Well, yes, and it's definitely done permanent damage to their psyche. But, you know, this money is ugly.
Ugh.
It's ugly. Yeah. Just nasty
we tried
thing.
To stay away.
Yes, I can see that. No offense.
No, none taken.
Oh, no. We know.
Anyways, but yes.
So it was at one of these knitting clubs at her house where you found her dead.
Yes, well, it was a terrible day. I mean, you know, we carpool, obviously, all of us, because the estate is quite large, so we need to get a sprinter van, you know. And it's all so fun, because it's almost
because
like...
Because the estate is large?
Yes,
not to get there.
Well, you have to drive
from one
through.
Side of the estate to the other?
Yes, of course. It's like, you okay, so let me give you... And then we're talking Appel money, right? Mm. Like, we're talking like va-va-voom, you know? So it's sort of this fun outing that we get, and... So she organizes this sprinter van limo-esque. So Pickford's got flashing lights inside, and there's booze and satin
this
snacks.
This is like one of those party buses you see drive around
yes,
the city.
Yes, exactly. It's sort of a party bus.
Every week to your knitting club.
Oh, yes. It picks each one of us up, okay, at our homes, which is just a treat. Because, getting here, organizing carpool, half these ladies don't have their driver's license anymore. Mm-hmm. You didn't hear that from... you didn't hear that from me. Oh, my God. Sorry. So, you know, we're getting picked up and there's, you know, champagne bottles popping. So when we get there, it's we're a little bit loose.
You all fall out of the van drunk.
Well, not drunk because, of course, we put Fireball in our coffee once we arrive. So yes. There's got to be space and, you know, there's cookies and such. So it's got to be all kosher, you know.
But then I fear now that... Will the club even survive? This sounds like this with this van and everything. She was holding it together.
She really was. She really was. But it's true. The fate of the group. I mean, what? I don't have the kind of capital or party bus.
Book money? I don't think so.
Oh, sorry. I snorted. I don't have that kind of cash moolah rolling around. So... I know, but it would always be so fun. We've done it for years, you know.
So the party bus pulls up. Mm-hmm. Everything normal so far. You all get it.
Oh, yeah. So everything's normal. It's beautiful. Bottles of verve and such and popping bottles. We arrive and, you know, and everything's normal. Sorry, I've lost my voice a little bit. Everything was normal.
You got to come up with a catchphrase and it'll center you in the voice.
I've forgotten.
Do you want to try yours? Just get back into your voice.
Oh, yeah. The show Albert Einstein tragically passed away before he ever got the chance to enjoy.
Dewey Decimal.
All right, I'm back.
Nice. Now you're sounding
like
you. All
right, I'm back. There we go.
Yours is Dewey Decimal.
Dewey Decimal. I was getting a bit British for a moment, but... So we arrive and everything's normal, you know? And, it's quiet. I've lost it again. Whatever. We're going with it, boys.
I think you're doing great, Ethel.
Thank you. I'm scared. Where am I?
Don't be scared.
Where am I? Jimmy! Just kidding.
Jimmy's not here.
All right. Should we get there and it's quiet? It's quiet and silent. The gardeners looking at the tulips and such.
All right, we did good work on these.
Check out these tulips.
Observing and such.
Look at the petunias.
We get in and there's just a pool of blood on the floor.
Oh, so not the normal pool.
No, not that one. I love that one. But no, we get in expecting cookies and Fireball and coffee, etc. And we get in and there she is on the floor. She's been strangled with the yarn and a knitting needle through her neck.
Good
God. It was horrible.
Strangled with yarn and a knitting needle through the neck.
It was personal.
But everyone from the group was on the
bus.
The van, yeah.
Yes. We were all on the bus. And we were all, you know.
And little, no housekeepers inside. No. Or people.
So we know Gardner is on the property, though. Who else works for her? What's the staff looking
like? Oh, she's got an estate. Oh, she's got people tending the chickens, you know, the eggs and such. And
sure. And this she's is a got self-sustaining estate.
It's Apollo, the best for them. Obviously, there's the orchards. Been around for thousands of years.
Sure.
Thousand-year-old orchards, the oldest in all of the country, of course. And who else do you have? Well, you've got the pool keeper, the pool boy. Oh, he's a sight.
Sorry, are these two different guys?
The pool keeper and the pool boy. Well, it's sort of...
Welcome to the pool.
Password.
It's sort of professional, you know. It's a whole thing. It takes a minute to keep it all organized, of course. You've got the chemicals and the...
The who?
The chemicals.
Oh, oh.
You know, keep up. Have you ever been to a pool?
So far, from what I've heard, none of these people work inside, which is where it would have happened. Right,
right, right. Nothing inside. It was quiet. It was as, well, you know, Marjorie is so particular about how she likes her things, etc. And so...
No, what? Just so?
Listen here. She likes things the way she likes them. So no housekeepers coming in and all, private chef, nothing. She makes all her cookies and stuff. Wow.
Makes the fireball herself.
Oh, well, that one's imported. So. Oh,
okay. From the outside.
You know, fireball comes from wherever. I don't know.
The
you
underworld,
guys would know.
I presume.
I know. It's devil devilish. Himself. Yeah. Satan brews it. And it's,
Satan
you know,
brews it, yeah.
She's got a, what's it called, a freight elevator that goes all the way down there. So... It does come from somewhere, I guess. But yeah, it
Does
was.
She freighted an elevator to hell from her place.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, you know anybody that's that, you know,
deal with the devil and all that.
Yes, exactly. They've done something. But how do you think those apple orchards have been there for thousands of years?
I mean, the original inventor of the apple was that snake.
You're so
the devil
right.
himself.
Oh, you're right.
Wow.
There it goes. It goes so deep.
Freight elevator.
Yeah.
Was anything else out of place? You said she liked things just so I'm thinking if anything was a little bit different, we've got a pretty good clue here.
Well, you know, one of the cookies was had a bite out of it.
But could that have been Marjorie?
She was always keeping her figure, so...
Okay, I got a suspect.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
The snake?
No, the man in red.
Oh, big S.
That's right.
Big S.
Mr. Nick.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the devil. I was talking about Satan. You were talking about Santa.
Oh, yeah.
They're both S. That is true.
Maybe they're
yeah,
one
both
in the
man in red.
Two signs of the same coin.
Oh.
And he's a saint, though.
Well, yeah, nay, and there you go. No, that's not right.
What?
That's... Sorry, Saint Nicholas is what I meant.
I know.
But Satan.
Yeah.
Saint-in.
Saint-in. Full name.
Saint N and Saint Nick.
Oh my God.
I said add an A at the end.
Are these the same fucking guy?
I've never seen them in the same place.
No, I've never seen the devil and Santa in the
same
room.
What's under Santa's hat? Has he ever taken his hat
off?
Yeah,
what's under that hat?
Horns! Horns! Holy shit!
And what's under that big red ass on his pants?
What is
tail, tail.
What is under that big red ass? Holy!
Under it.
But he's seated, I guess.
Damn!
Wow. Okay, we've uncovered something else entirely different. But
I can't
maybe
think of
more
what the devil drives.
What?
I can't think of what the devil drives and how to turn it into a.
Drives
he drives
down
a
to Georgia.
Oh yeah.
Does that help?
Wait, what?
Went down to Georgia from the North Pole, so you get there.
Every year, Santa goes down to Georgia.
Yes, he goes. Well, here, listen, boys. I don't know if the devil had anything to do with this. It could have been an inside job. It could have been an assassin.
What do you mean by that? Oh, but someone
that's not really an inside job.
Inside job, I picture somebody.
That's a hire from the outside.
Well, you know,
very
inside,
much an outside
outside
job.
Santa, Satan, literally. We're going all over the map here, boys.
Sorry, yeah, we'll keep it to the house. A bite out of the cookie.
Mm-hmm. Bite out of the cookie. Well, you know, we can always go to... I've taken peeks down that freight elevator, and it's just ghosts circling. It's like you look down, and it's like a tunnel, like a vertical tunnel, and you kind of look down.
A shaft,
exactly. Like one of those spooky mine shafts.
Or an elevator shaft.
A spooky mine.
And you look down, and sometimes when you know the freight's down... It's bad news.
So otherwise it's just a giant hole in the ground.
Yes, you kind of
look. If the elevator's not there.
You know, like it's like a hole, but you stick your head down and it's spooky. And you see the glow of ghosts sort of
You see the glow of ghosts?
Yeah, when if you got your glasses on, you can see it.
Okay, so confirmed this goes to hell. This isn't a theory at this point.
No, I think it's deep and it smells of sulfur. And it's warm. So I've never been down there, but Frankie sure has.
Really?
Mm-hmm. How do you think she got that spot?
Exactly.
Red hot.
Red hot. Red fucking
red
hot.
Those are the two main descriptors of hell.
Exactly.
I've never seen Frank's red hot and the devil in the same place.
It's a good point. Anyways, it was a horrible sight. It was absolutely horrible. Oh! You're making me think of something.
Okay.
There was a pool of blood, as I had said before. Yes. And there was footprints going from the puddle to the back door.
Ah.
So it wasn't from the elevator?
No. And it was a sneaker.
A sneaker? Okay.
Yeah, like
you knew they were sneaky.
Devil wears hooves. Wouldn't be him. Santa wears boots.
Have we seen under those boots?
It's a good question. Maybe he's just got covers. Or maybe Satan's tried on some Adidas and said...
Or maybe this was a different suspect.
This could have been not the devil.
That's why I'm thinking it scooted out to the back. I don't know.
Is that where the orchards are?
Yeah.
In the pool.
Mm. The pool was... No, there was no red in the pool.
They didn't jump in the pool.
No, they didn't go for a post-murder swim.
They didn't immediately run out and jump in the pool with their shoes on. We know that.
And so the bloody footprints, they did lead all through the house, which was just a total shame.
They went all through the house. So this person was looking for something after the murder.
Ooh.
It's a total shame because it's white carpet.
All over the house?
Well, a good majority, yes. Up the stairs, for sure. Back door, and then you go around, and you go back in, and they're up the stairs. She had lots of different pockets of hidden things, you know. You press a cabinet, and all of a sudden it opens to a study, etc.
Whoa. I mean, so lots of places to hide, then. The person might have even remained on the premises.
Do you think they were in there when I was?
An inside job.
I guess it was inside. But even... inside the family? Inside the staff? Who can I trust?
What we're going to do is take a quick break. When we come back, hopefully we can help you figure out who did this to Marjorie.
Do you want
to
play the theme from Break?
Oh, yeah. Let me hit the break jingle.
We're taking a break. Be right back.
Sorry.
And we are back on Killed to Death. I'm still here with Bones.
Can you dig it?
Yes, we can. It's easy.
We've been doing it.
How is it? We didn't talk about this. May. Yeah, don't look so upset with me.
Okay.
What?
You're right. This is the final 10. We should commit to this always being a question of every month.
Is May a bones month?
For the first time, it's not going to be a bones month.
May's not a bones month.
No. Maybe. No. I've decided it's not going to be a bones month. I've decided to take a boner. A boner.
Hey, I like that.
I've decided to take my boner and just clear out for the whole month. I'm leaving this one for muscles and skin. May is the month
May is the month of muscles and skin. I guess the rest of the body does have to have some love some
yes,
month.
Yes, of course. We're going on 4 months straight. It's all bones all the time. It's not right. And so I've taken myself out of the running.
Wow. Yeah. Okay, do you still get to enjoy your muscles and skin?
I still have muscles and skin. So yeah, I can still enjoy those. It's just kind of a backseat for the bone.
Wow. Well, I guess it's my time to shine.
Muscles and skin.
That's right, baby.
I only have skin, no muscle.
That's right. We're, of course, still here with Essel Decimal.
It's Ethel.
A curvy 92-year-old.
It's Ethel.
Did I not say Ethel?
You said Essel.
Oh, sorry.
That's all right, Sonny. I forgive you.
That is Decimal of the Dewey Decimal System.
You've got it.
At libraries, even though you've never cared to learn how to read.
I'm old-fashioned.
Really old-fashioned. But you do volunteer at the library where you'll go and you'll look at books.
Old-fashioned.
Oh, continue, sorry.
You are part of a knitting club.
Mm-hmm.
There is six of you. It's you, Frankie from the Red Hot ads, Abigail I.
Indignato.
No.
Sure.
Indignato.
She's Italian.
It's so hard to say.
There is, I'm missing one. Who would the one be?
Marjorie, of course.
I'm going to finish with Marjorie so I can segue right into her death. It's going to be really cool.
One was the sweet one, Samantha.
Samantha.
Oh yeah, Samantha. We haven't talked much about Samantha at all.
She's just a sweetie.
She's the carry of the group.
I'm impressed, Griffin. Wow.
I knew two of the main characters of one of the most notable shows in pop culture. And of course, Marjorie Appel.
You forgot about Roberta.
Oh, I did forget it. Yeah, what's she like?
She's also pretty sweet. She's a little bit of a cunt, but, you know, I can say
that's
it.
That's the difference.
I can say it.
Yeah, you can say it.
Because I have one. Wink. I'm a crazy granny. I've had my two cups of Fireball coffee and I'm ready to fly, boys.
The wink is if that was an innuendo of any kind instead of straight up just saying I have a pussy.
It's sort of a fun thing to say.
The wink is just to indicate that it was fun.
Okay.
It's all fun here, boys.
You're right.
The six of you are knitting club. You'll get together once a week to all knit the same scarf you've been knitting for the past 40 years.
It's
a party
project.
Bus will pick each of you up from your houses. You'll pop the champagne inside. You'll pull up to the Appel estate. You'll all get out. On this particular occasion, you get out and it's quiet.
Silent.
They're silent. The gardeners are all just standing, staring at their work.
It's beautiful out there.
You six go into the house where you see Marjorie lying in a pool of blood, strangled with yarn, a knitting needle in her neck.
Brutal.
Now everything is just so. Except there is a bite out of a cookie, and there's footprints in the blood that lead out the back door towards the orchard and the pool, and then go around the house, come back into the house, and then go upstairs.
Yeah. On the white, all over the white carpets.
All over the white carpets, a shame.
You should be able to track, in theory, right?
Yes.
Where they go? Went a little bit?
Maybe if we do some hypnosis, I can think about if I follow them upstairs.
Sure, Steve, do you have a dangly gold watch?
Well, yeah, absolutely. Of course I do. You are getting sleepy, but also remembering something that happened to
you. Yeah, but your eyes are staying open, so you're still hot
your
to look at.
Your posture's good and your eyes are open, and you're remembering something you did.
Ooh.
When I snap my fingers, you'll recall exactly where the footprints went in the home.
I'm walking up the stairs. I'm walking, but it's slow because I have a bad knee. Hobble, 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 hobble. Top of the stairs. More blood. More stairs. Fuck. Hobble, hobble, hobble.
You will get to the good part.
Okay. In the bedroom. The wardrobe. It's open. papers everywhere. Oh, God. Jewelry all over the floor, but nothing missing. There's her pearls. Oh, there's her gold brooches. Huh. File's gone. The filing cabinet, it's empty.
Ian, you're back.
What the heck? Where's my fireball coffee?
Now, you. This brings us back to something else mentioned about Marjorie, mm-hmm. and that recently it came out her will.
Mm.
Everything oh. went to her youngest. Mm. It's a big scandal.
Yes.
How many kids did she have?
Oh, her children. She had a lot. She was a busy beaver. I think she had about 10.
Wow, that is a lot.
Some of them died.
Oh, okay.
So there's about 4 left. Bad odds.
Bad odds. Yeah, those weren't good numbers. I mean, depending on how old she was, maybe they were also older in age.
Well, a couple of them, they went on one of those, you know, they're so rich. They went on, what are they called? The
cruise.
Close. It's the one of those submarines. Spaceships. The submarines that went down.
Yeah. Oh, they were on Ocean Gate?
Yeah, they were on Ocean Gate.
They were on the Titan?
That's exactly what it was. All missing and dead.
Yeah, at this point, I think we can call them dead.
Unfortunately.
Still missing.
Well, you never know. Mermaids, am I right?
That's true.
Yeah.
We forgot to consider mermaids.
Yeah.
But it is interesting you said that the will could be switched quite easily.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, flip of a button.
So perhaps someone looking around for the, I don't know if you recall, but in your hypnosis, you told us that papers were missing.
Oh,
filing
cabinet.
Filing cabinet raided.
Yes, I did.
So perhaps someone was looking to flip that button and change the will at the last second.
You know what I've also remembered? Marjorie didn't have her dentures on.
Oh.
So how could she have taken a bite of the cookie?
Right. I thought we were already thinking she wasn't. She didn't.
But that's
because she likes to keep her figure.
Yes, but she's a cheeky bastard. So perhaps, you know, something could have happened. But she didn't have her dentures on.
Right, so she couldn't have.
Those gums were glistening. Disgusting.
And what strikes me, too, is it was footprints in the blood and then searched the house. So they went there to kill her first before they started their search. It wasn't like they found that Marjorie discovered them rummaging around and then
right.
it was out.
That's true.
This was premeditated. This was, I'm going to kill her and then I'm going to look.
Or a confrontation.
Mm.
That could be as well if someone learned they were cut out of the will.
Mm.
What are the names of these kids, just in case?
Oh, Christ almighty. Well, you know, as I
said. Only 4.
There's only 4.
You narrowed
right?
it down for yourself quickly.
So the youngest.
And one of them's young.
And one of them's young. Sexy, too. Oh, God, what's his name? If I can remember. Every Thanksgiving I go there, they're all a little bit weird, you know, but...
They all have weird names?
Well, weird names and weird kids, I guess. It all goes hand in hand. So the youngest, of course, is Wilfum.
Wilfum, now rich.
Wealthy. He must be now. It's all been left to him.
Mm-hmm.
What'll become of those apple orchards? He's a bit of a keto... Meat only. No, carnivore. What's those?
Carnivore meat only. Yeah. So he wouldn't support having the orchards.
No.
Those chickens days are numbered.
Oh. they're going to yum, yum, yum. They're going to get eaten.
Yeah, I think they're going to get eaten.
Oh. Oh, my God. So, I thought he's going to get rid of the chicken part because he won't like that.
No, he'll eat them.
It's like, no, that's the one thing he will like.
He will like that. That's the one. Maybe he'll expand.
That's true. It'd be all a chicken orchard.
So, yeah, with all the chicken inside him.
Yum, yum, yum. Am I right? So that's that one. Willem. Well, what did I say? Wilfum.
Wilfum,
of course. That, okay, so that's the youngest. Then the other 6 were the in-betweens.
Oh, there's...
That got
okay,
killed.
The ones sure. who are all missing at sea currently.
Sure. Yeah, missing at sea, potential mermaids. Who knows?
You think you become a mermaid if you die in the
well,
water?
Well, if a mermaid finds you and thinks you're special enough, they'll kiss you right on the mouth. And then
and they're smokers.
With their yellowing teeth and their cancerous lungs. And they'll kiss you, kiss of life.
It's contagious. the lungs.
But it's nasty.
Yeah, sure, sure.
And you could perhaps turn into one. It's, you know, I don't know how magic works down there, but sea witches, etc., you know?
Sure.
I don't know how to read. I just hear with my grandson, Jimmy.
Anyways, we don't need the six who are dead.
No, and, you know.
So we're just looking for three more names.
For three weird names, and then
we have Fern.
Fern.
And we've got, of course, there's, that's the soonest to Jimmy, sorry, Will. Oh, my mind, it's going.
Yeah, still looking around the room after that physical point to the fern
and
in the corner.
And then named a normal name.
Well, is it normal? Fern, I guess so.
Yeah, it's a name at least.
Then we've got Izakaya, of course.
Okay.
And then Randolph the Fourth.
Randolph the Fourth.
Were they all in town?
They all live. They have homes on the estate.
Oh, I
see.
So
in a Righteous Gemstones-esque sort of compound, you could say. Total wimps, all of them. But, you know, they've all gotten the silver spoon, and they're living on the compound.
Wait, there's a dark purple fog that's rolling through our studio.
Oh, it stinks like chlorine.
No, it doesn't.
Purple fog? Is that... Oh, it's the pool keeper!
Whoa!
Password?
pH levels.
Correct.
It's always important to have a good pH level
you
on the pool.
You may enter the pool.
Great, I'd love a swim.
I'm looking to stay dry, sir.
We could do a Zumba
class.
We've
got recording equipment
you
with us.
You may refrain from the pool.
Nice.
This guy.
Glad I knew the password.
He's versatile. He's got the chemicals all set, and he teaches our Zumba class.
You're the pool keeper from the Appella state.
Yes, you're the podcaster from this state.
Yes, Ontario.
I love that one.
Wow, this is cool. Now, for the listener,
what is thy bidding?
You are. You've got a big, big gray beard.
Yes.
Pointy pool hat.
Yes, I have a pointy pool hat. It's a noodle that I've carved into a hat.
It's very becoming.
Thank you.
I was imagining swim cap, but...
Oh, yes. Yeah,
I should have said swim cap.
I don't swim.
You've never been in the pool?
Well, I teach the Zumba class.
And make sure that it's all spit and polish.
Aqua aerobics.
Which are so good
Hardly
for you.
Hardly swimming, mostly standing in the shallow end and moving about.
Sometimes you have little noodle weights.
Noodle weights.
And sometimes there's flutter kicks. Oh, sorry, what are they called?
Flutter kicks.
What are the ones?
Flutterboards.
Flutterboards, thank
you.
There
are flutterboards for the friends of the Apple family.
We each
Do you have
rings?
One. Do you have diving rings?
I have many rings. 10 wives, one for every finger.
He gets around.
No, they all come to the pool.
Right, of course. It's always a pleasure to see you, Mr. Poole.
The pleasure is all mine, and what is thy bidding, you two?
Well, you know, of course...
The cops said come to you.
Really?
Yes.
These are the professionals here.
Good.
We're trying to figure out what happened to Marjorie Appel.
He's taking a sip.
Oh, he loves water.
But not to be submerged in it, only to consume.
Did you drink the pool water?
I need water to live.
Oh, that's a pool keeper thing?
Yes.
What else do you eat?
I'm mostly water.
Don't you like those little noodles that we have? I guess that's plastic, but...
I don't eat
spaghetti?
The pool noodles. I eat regular noodles.
Oh, he loves ramen, this guy.
I love ramen. Sometimes I'll put it in the hot tub and make a big ramen dish.
You're naughty.
Yes. I know the chemicals.
Hot tubs under your domain as well?
Yes, it's a sort of pool.
What about the fountains in the garden? Are those gardeners or are those you?
One is quite deep. It's mine. The rest for the birds. I don't need them.
Have you heard about this Titan sub thing? What's your views?
My views on the Titan sub?
Yeah.
I think in a sort of reverse Icarus scenario, they sunk too close to the bottom of the ocean.
Very apt.
Deep is where the danger is.
You like maybe like 10 meters max.
Yes, I like to see my feet on the bottom.
practical.
Thank you.
Is this a job or is this like a curse?
Well, jobs can be both. Am I right, my brother?
Oh, hell yeah.
No. If you love what you do, you never work a day in your life.
I sort of heard that, you were around during the initial... Well, this is, I mean, we've never talked about this, Mr. Pool Keeper. But, I mean, what I heard from Marjorie is that you were sort of like a little boy that was running around one of the orchards.
True.
Then you stole the apples.
I stole the apple, and I was cursed to be by... I dare speak his name. But
he
a man
up out of
came
the freight
up
elevator,
from
like
the
Parasite.
Elevator. Yes, eyes appeared above from the below, and that's when I knew I'd made a grave mistake. So I took one last bite of the delicious apple, I knew it would be my last, and then became the pool keeper for all time. I was aged into this, I look now like this, I was given the hat, and now this is what I do for all eternity.
Wow,
pretty
but you
cool.
love what you do.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Now, the reason you might be helpful here is whoever did this to Marjorie, their footprints led out the back door, which is, from what I understand, where the pool is located.
Yes, I was in the pool shed, and I pressed my face to the glass, and I saw someone coming through the back door and running around back to the front door. I locked myself in so I couldn't go after them.
He's a clumsy boy.
I'm so clumsy. I locked myself in.
But yeah, I guess you're a boy trapped in a man's body.
Yep. But I'd seen them at least running through. It was not one person. It was three.
Were they weird?
There were three weird looking people. And they ran through all together, scampering and scrounging around, looking for which way to go. They cleared off in different directions across the property.
This makes perfect sense why it was multiple murder methods. One of them strangles her with the wool. Oh. One of them stabs a kneading needle in their neck. One of them eats a bite of a cookie.
Someone was hungry. Oh my God. These rapscallions.
Yes.
It must have been the children.
You're right.
Fern?
Fern, Izakaya, and Randolph the Third.
Yes. I know the movements of the Apple Children anywhere. They ran just like the Apple Children would, even though they were in big, long cloaks and wearing with masquerade masks is what they're called.
This is
with
more
long
ritualistic than
noses.
I expected.
Yes.
Oh, like plague masks.
The nose, not like a full, I'm just thinking kind of more of an elaborate masquerade mask that has a nose bit.
Masquerade. Every color, every shade. Masquerade.
Steve, so what I've been doing is I've been working up this sound library of stings we've got for almost any word we could possibly say.
And the first word was masquerade that where it applied.
Yeah. Okay. Like I said, I'm working it up.
Right. Eventually, we'll have one for every
word.
You got
some great sound effects.
Oh, thank you. You think so?
What was the one earlier? The sentimental corner one?
Oh, let me hit it.
Emotional.
Yeah, that's it.
I love that one. Well, in the cloaks and sneakers.
I'm feeling emotional right now just thinking of it. The children, how could they do this?
Cloaks? This is crazy.
Well, to disguise themselves, I guess, if there's security cameras on the property.
I guess so, but presumably they've run back to their little hidey for their own properties. With their little cloaks on. What color were the cloaks?
Were they fern green, one of them?
Yes, one was fern green.
Was one Randolph brown?
One was Randolph in three layers of brown. And one was Izakaya orange.
I only ask because...
Well, now I will adjust my response accordingly. Why do you ask?
No, I ask because, those colors perfectly make sense, orange, green, and brown, because that is the color of the original Apple crest. And I hear you may remember this. You might have forgotten because you were only a wee boy when this happened. You were cursed by the family, but...
Yes.
There's sort of a thing that we don't discuss as the ladies. Marjorie sort of dropped it one time, and we you know, giggle about it in our travels over there, but sort of a cult nature about the Appel family. Mm,
they do have to make sacrifices every so often.
Oh, this is okay. So this might not be related to the will at all.
Well, you know,
this was no. The sacrifices are the chickens and the apples and the odd gardener, but never a family member.
Oh, okay. So this was about the will.
Perhaps, I guess. Maybe it's a, you know, a twofer.
Or perhaps, yes.
Yeah, get a chicken on the way out.
No, a sacrifice and a will.
Oh.
Mm. But the chicken could come in at some point as well. It's too early to tell.
It could have been a ritual gone wrong. If they were all in their clothes doing the ritual, something spurned them to decide to turn this into a night of vengeance instead.
Yes. Or a late morning of vengeance.
Late morning. They normally do the rituals very late at night. It would have gone all through the night.
I wonder if it was first, for some reason, she switched the will all to go to Wilfum? Yes.
Wilfum.
Wilfum.
And what they find out, and they kill her and then go looking for that button to flip it back. Can't find it anywhere.
Mm. It's in a secret place.
You know where the button is.
Oh, it's simple. It's in the elevator to hell.
It's in the elevator?
It's in the elevator.
You press down for hell, and the other button beside it is for the wheel.
That was like pretty simple.
But it's
but
only
then,
I know.
If you were to accidentally hit the wrong button, you'd be sent straight to hell.
Exactly.
A risky place to put it, undoubtedly.
Well, there's certain risk if you want to change the whole family fortune.
Yeah, without that, there's really no reward.
You need risk for the reward, you see. It's quite simple.
It's true. That's why I ate the apple in the first place. Sweet, delicious, yummy. I remember the juices running down my chubby little boy chin as I crunched and munched it on a bright fall day, and the risk was worth it.
I'm personally happy you're around. It's, you know, well, I've never had a Zumba class like where you give. Wow.
I am very encouraging of the ladies in the Zumba class. Everyone is only asked to do their best and bring a positive energy. No negativity in
What's
the
pool. What's your playlist
pool.
Like?
Is there music?
Often.
Off. Yes, come on. You do that little song that you do.
In the pool, raise your right hand. And in the pool, raise your left hand.
I love this one.
Not a vigorous
Sway
workout.
Sway from side to side a little bit and grab your floaty. Put it on your head as if it were a cap.
Oh, I love this one.
Pretend you want to sell the floaty to your best friend. Pitch it as a new invention. Do a front flip.
Oh!
You're having these old women do a full front flip.
They're very good. I know the limitations.
Well, it sounds like it was the other three Appel children.
Bastards.
But it sounds like they couldn't find what they were looking for because they never went into the elevator.
Mm.
They only stole the papers.
Cowards.
Cowards.
No risk.
No reward.
Do you think Wilfum's life is now in danger?
Well, that kid's kind of nuts. He's probably already in a submarine, so.
So, yes, I guess, but of his own doing.
They'll all soon be in a submarine. They can't stay away from the things.
But he should be warned, for sure. I'll make sure Samantha knows. She's sweet, you know, and she'll call him up.
You won't call him?
I don't know how. Well, I guess I could, but as I said, I can't read, so how to spell Willem, whatever, on my phone.
Oh, his number is, he's got one of those phone numbers where it matches the
yeah,
numbers?
Well, also just on the telephone, who knows?
Oh, like in your contacts.
Yes.
Right, but at some point you put in his name.
I had my little Jimmy do it for me. Maybe I could ask my grandkids, yeah, give him a call.
Oh, yes. Yeah, get Rebecca to do it. That'll be a nice treat for him.
Yeah. Perfect. Perfect.
And that wraps up another successful episode of Killed to Death. It feels good to do some good.
Oh, yes. I wanted to try one of those cookies, though.
What do you mean?
She had those tea cookies. Someone took a bite of one. Mm. I didn't even get one.
Oh.
Little Empire biscuits.
You didn't grab one when you were snooping around the body?
No.
Well, I mean, you said you know the people there. Maybe they could let you in sometime.
Yeah.
You guys could have one last knit in her honor.
I think we'll try and continue it with her in mind. We've got to finish that scarf sometime.
Winter's coming.
Winter is coming. And while I may be a curvy granny, I don't have much time left.
Both can be true.
I'll go down in that elevator when it's my time.
I want to thank Zach Aaron for our theme song, Mary Jane Schumer for our art. If you want to follow us on Instagram at this point, don't bother, but it is Killed to Death Podcast. And our email is killedtodeathpodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Again, we'll probably have a few more records left when this one comes out. So really, if you have a suggestion for a murder, you can still get it in, but I'd say hurry up. And what else, Steve?
Yeah.
You still here? You haven't talked to the pool keeper much. You've been very rude.
I asked a couple questions still to our guest, Ethel. The pool keeper, I wasn't too interested in him.
He's kind of a ladies man, so he wasn't really looking
at
you.
Yeah, he wasn't even looking my way. I don't think he cared for me either.
No, he was just staring at you with his tongue out that whole time, Ethel.
And that's the way I like it.
That's a boy in there.
Well, it's never stopped me before.
And speaking of boyhood,
ooh.
Griffin and Steve guess the movie is a movie guessing game show podcast.
Boy swim hat.
What?
Boy swim hat.
Boy swim hat. Oh, instead of boyhood. Yes. And Griffin and Steve.
I'd love Gadzooks. One of those.
Griffin and Steve guess the movie is a movie guessing game show podcast that you could, at this point, may well be able to listen to for free. It's a show where Griffin and I have movie clues for each other and we guess movies. Have a listen.
We're going to turn now to Ethel Decimal. Ethel, what would you like people to check out?
Well, I know these two cool girls, Gal Pals Improv Group, Laura Del Maschio, although sometimes goes by Laura Lee. We've got to work that one out. But
I had to work that one out for, again, over a decade at this point.
I know. It's so funny. It's actually my Laura Lee's my the middle name, and Del Maschio's the last name. So really, it goes all the anyway configuration.
But in terms of a comedic voice, she doesn't know which one to lead into?
It's kind of hard. It's at this point, it's like, what the hell's even going on? But so anyways, Laura Lee / Del Maschio and Shannon LaHaye are gal pals. And we do shows around, etc. I've got a silly little Instagram. You can follow us and figure out what we're doing.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. And to Laura Lee and Laura Del Maschio, thanks for 10 years of doing the show.
It's been so wonderful to be on. And it's just, from what I've heard anyways, it seems, you know, it's been a goddamn hoot.
And if you're Santa Claus, keep your ass in your pants.
Killed to Death is produced and recorded by Steve Cook and Griffin Toplitzky and is a proud part of the Sonar Network. Music by Zach Aaron. Art by Mary Jane Schumer. Special thanks to Mike Mongiardi, Katie Lohr, and Tom Shank. Please follow and like Killed to Death wherever you can so the boys know how to value their worth as human beings.
Has been brought to you by the Sonar Network.
Sonar!
So he doesn't expose that tail.
So the tail doesn't come popping out.
Perfect.
That's what, you ever wonder why his ass is always in those pants?